From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After meeting with Senate Democrats at the White House today, President Obama says the Senate is on the precipice of enacting historic health care legislation. NPR's Moore Liason reports.
After the meeting, the president said he was cautiously optimistic a bill would be passed by Christmas.
It's clear that we are on the precipice of an achievement that's eluded Congresses and presidents for generations, an achievement that will touch the lives of nearly every American.
It was an unusual metaphor, since so many times this year the legislation has looked like it was about to fall off a cliff. But today, the bill took a step back from the abyss when Democrats accommodated the demands of independent Joe Lieberman and dropped a plan for a public option and for a way for people under 65 to buy into Medicare. The number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin, said liberals are not happy about those changes, but probably won't break ranks. Mara Liason, NPR News, the White House.
The Obama administration has urged the government to move ahead with the acquisition of an underutilized state prison in rural Illinois, which is expected to be the new home for inmates currently being held at Guantanamo Bay. The decision to acquire the Thompson Correctional Center in Thompson, Illinois, was announced by Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a joint letter to state officials. The move is deemed a critical step toward the eventual closure of Guantanamo Bay. The Thompson Correctional Center is about 150 miles from Chicago and is expected to house both federal inmates and up to as many as 100 Guantanamo detainees. Negotiators have a short window of time to reach a deal on climate change. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports from Copenhagen, where the UN talks are underway.
The negotiations are now switching into high gear with top-level ministers in town to continue the talks. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says that adds to the pressure.
Which should, I think, be interpreted as the moment where we really change the gears, because we need, indeed, more momentum in the negotiations in order to reach an agreement Friday.
The major issues remain unresolved. China does not want to sign anything binding. The U.S. insists it must. Poor countries want financial assistance to deal with climate change. Island nations say the world is not doing enough. And countries with a lot of oil worry they will lose revenue. And because this is a United Nations process, everyone has to agree. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
More bad weather is preventing helicopter crews from continuing their search for two climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood. The pair have been missing since Friday. The body of a climbing companion was found Saturday on an ice glacier at an elevation of around 9,000 feet. Officials say with the latest bad weather, hopes of finding the others alive are starting to fade and conditions are not expected to improve over the next few days, where it's also believed the pair may have been able to carve out a snow cave to weather the storm. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 49 points. The Nasdaq lost 11 points today. This is NPR. General Motors is promising a faster payback of its debt to the U.S. and Canadian governments than was initially expected. GM's acting chairman and chief executive Ed Whitaker said today it's now expected the automaker will repay roughly $8 billion in debt by June of next year. The comments mark the first time GM has committed to repaying the government loans issued as part of an auto industry bailout program within a year of its bankruptcy filing. Whitaker took over as head of the company 2 weeks ago when the board ousted former CEO Fritz Henderson. A court commissioner has set a May 24th date for a trial to decide exactly who owns the Los Angeles Dodgers. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Frank and Jamie McCourt, the divorcing spouses who were once assumed to jointly own the Los Angeles Dodgers, are waiting for Los Angeles Superior Court Commissioner Scott Gordon to rule on whether Jamie McCourt has partial ownership of the team. Frank McCourt's attorneys, who contend he is sole owner of the Dodgers, had hoped that a decision would be made before spring training begins. Jamie McCourt's lawyers had hoped a trial would be pushed back as late as October to give maximum time for preparation. Both McCourts or their representatives will be in court in late March when Commissioner Gordon will hear arguments on spousal support for Jamie McCourt. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Industry trade group representing home builders remains worried about the outlook for building going forward, with a key sentiment index slipping this month. National Association of Home Builders says its builder sentiment index fell by a point to its lowest level since June. Washington-based trade group says members remain concerned about continued job losses and whether that will weigh on demand for new homes, even as the extension of a popular first-time homebuyer credit was enacted. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.